Hello, everyone. Welcome to ISDA This Week. I'm Robert Ziegler.
And I'm Abby Maurer. This is our weekly audio cast in which we update you on the latest goings-on at your Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
Well, the Indiana State Fair has come and gone, and like nearly 1 million Hoosiers, we had a great time inside the gates at the fairgrounds on 38th Street in Indianapolis. As ISDA staff, we were assigned to work the fair on most of the 17 days in which it was held.
ISDA staff was based at the Normandy Barn, a neat old structure that stood originally in Pike Township of Marion County, but is now a part of the north side of the fairgrounds. Of course, we are working a lot of the ag-related events during the fair as well, and also had an opportunity to visit the new glass barn facility built by Indiana Soybean Alliance. What was your favorite part of the fair, Rob?
Well, it's hard to single one out, Abby. The glass barn was indeed spectacular with the many interactive features. You also had so many livestock shows, and of course, the various livestock barns featuring animals being shown in both the 4-H and the open classes. I will also confess to having enjoyed the food offerings from Indiana pork, Indiana beef, and Indiana dairy. Our director, Gina Sheets, even enjoyed bacon glazed donuts. Did you have any of those?
I didn't have any of those, but last week when I was at the fair, I made my dinner a blue mousse sandwich from the dairy barn and also the chocolate milkshake. And then when I was with my family a few weeks ago, we had the beef sundae from the beef tent.
What is a blue mousse sandwich?
A blue mousse sandwich is white bread with American cheese and blue cheese also. So it was pretty tasty. But another highlight for me was the Hoosier Homestead event. ISDA and Lieutenant Governor Sue Elsterman honored the family owners of 69 farms who have remained in a family for more than 100, 150, or 200 years. The ceremony, emceed by FFA's Cody Back, was a very nice event. It recognized those who are exceptional stewards of the land and the ag way of life. You could see on the family's faces just how much it meant to each one of them.
And the fair was also a time for ISDA to meet with so many of our valued partners in the ag community, discussing the topics they're most interested in as we look ahead to carrying out the ag policy of the Pence-Elsterman administration. Additionally, the Celebration of Ag ceremony allowed us to single out some worthy award recipients.
At the Celebration of Ag ceremony, we focused on those who've won the ISDA photo contest. Coming in first place in the agritourism division of the contest was Lisa Jamison from Fishers, Indiana. She won with a photo called Wagon Load of Pumpkins. In our Faces of Agriculture division, Victoria Cease took home the first place prize. She won with her photo titled Raking Hay. In conservation, Scott Roberts from Carmel, Indiana won with his photo In the Pouring Rain, a photo taken at Turkey Run State Park. Amanda Hale from Bloomfield, Indiana won first place with her photo Got Milk for On the Farm division. And our overall winner for the ISDA photo contest went to Evan and Jessica Smith of Kokomo, Indiana, who won with a photo called Cover Crop.
Hey, we should thank our judges in that contest, Gary Trude of Hoosier Ag Today, Megan Kuhn of Indiana Soybean, and Donya Lester of Purdue Ag Alumni. Now, also at the fair, the Lieutenant Governor honored Norman McCowan with the annual Indiana AgriVision Award for his leadership, vision, and innovation in the field of aquaculture, where his Bell Aquaculture Company in Jay County has grown, employed more than 50 people, and been a model business in the field, as cited by both USDA and Indiana Soybean Alliance CEO Jane Stevens.
At the same ceremony, Purdue University Dean Ackridge and Extension Director Jason Henderson bestowed the Purdue Women in Agriculture Awards to Deborah Jordan of Richmond, Indiana, and Marianne Ash of Lafayette, Indiana.
Now, while the state fair has ended, our work on behalf of Indiana agriculture continues on. An important event for food supplying companies is coming up later this month on our website, www.isda.in.gov. You can see a feature article about the Prepare for Export Success seminars being hosted by ISDA and the Food Export Association.
The seminar takes place August 27th and is designed to help food suppliers in Indiana learn more about how to get involved in the export market, which could be an opportunity to add to the customer base and increase revenue. To see the article and how to register for the seminar, just click on the second slot in the rotating banner on top of the ISDA homepage.
Since you're already on the website, if you're listening to this, let me direct you to some other good features on the site just now. The website has a host of other articles and news releases, including a number of feature articles on the ISDA in-depth page, which you can access through one of the rotating top banner slots on the ISDA homepage.
We also have two new blogs to see, The Director's Cut. It's a weekly opinion column by our ISDA director, Gina Steets, where she talks about agribusiness and farming across our state.
And my personal favorite, The Agricultured Foodie, a look at the many sides of Indiana agriculture, including the journey of food from farm to fork, written by our Assistant Director of Communications, Abby Maurer, who also happens to be the co-host of this program, ISDA This Week.
Yeah, you know, my interest in agriculture evolved during my time at Purdue, where I was exposed to the different facets from ag economy to food science. So on my blog, I want to talk about everything from farmers who work from dawn to dusk plowing our fields and planting our crops, to ag economists to help us plan adequately for the future, and then also the food preparers in a home. I want to talk about how agriculture in our state affects the everyday choices we make as consumers.
I think that's a great idea, Abby, and as someone else who's been very close to ag for a long time, but not quite, technically speaking, a farmer, it's good to provide that perspective and help advance the cause of Indiana agribusiness.
Well, thanks.
So remember to keep checking the website for new content every day at www.isda.in.gov.
That's all our time for this week. Check back next week for the latest installment of ISDA This Week.
For Abby Maurer, I'm Rob Ziegler. Have a good week, and thank you for supporting Indiana agriculture.